Live from the bowels of the deep, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Olin Ezra Show. Fellas, cut your sack. Ladies, lift a boobie. And now, you are rolling with Olin.
What's up, Internet, in the great city of Detroit, Michigan? You're listening to the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution. And with me, as always, is Big Baby Pete.
What's up, ladies?
The Average Joe.
Hello.
Dylan over there running the sound.
Yes, sir.
And we have a special guest today. It's Pat's brother, the A-Train. What up, buddy?
How's it going?
His name's really Aaron, but I need to do something exciting. I can't just say, yo, it's Aaron.
Yeah, because A-Train is like, you know, who doesn't like A-Trains?
High right. Freaks.
The A-Team. Who doesn't like the A-Team?
I don't.
What? That was that
the show was garbage.
See, that show was before his time, and he fucking loves it.
The show was garbage.
I love the A-Team. How dare you?
I love it when a plan comes together.
You ought to commit suicide.
You guys would, though.
There's nothing.
Shut up, fool.
There's nothing better than Mr. T riding around blowing crap up.
Yeah.
Because it's Mr. T.
With his lame jokes.
Shut up, fool.
It doesn't matter if it's lame, dude. He wears a ton of gold and has a mohawk.
It's
badass.
A less than shitty mohawk. It doesn't even qualify.
Quit that jibba jabba.
How can you make a mohawk out of an afro?
I pity the fool that don't think Mr. T is the shit.
Mm, okay.
Right.
And shut your jibba jabba, Joe.
Rocky whooped his ass. So
shut your jibba jabba,
Joe.
Rocky's gay.
Wow.
He's homo.
You're going to have the whole Italian crowd
I can't understand what the hell Rocky is talking about.
Where did that come from? I thought we were talking about Mr. T, man.
Translation, I want some Campbell's soup.
Right.
Wow.
Great.
Here we go. Now we're going to have the Italian mob pulling hits on us.
Well, just this one over here. I praised Rocky. He was, you know.
Oh, dude, Rocky Balboa, it sucks. I can't understand a goddamn word that man says.
I'm hungry.
Campbell soup.
You want a,
and I seen the movie.
You want a cupcake, buddy?
You remember, you're stealing them from Pat's secret stash.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's plenty of cupcakes at the Olin Ezra Show official trailer park hoes have that Pat wants.
Man,
unfortunately,
no,
they won't give it to Big Baby P.
Man, no comment.
Yeah, Pat has no comment. Anyway, last Sunday, we had a little live event here at the Russell Industrial Center, and it was interesting. Some people couldn't find us, but it's okay. We were here, and we were running the show for about 3 hours before Magnanimous took over the mic, and Dylan and myself also killed Cardiac, which is goodbye. Nobody knows who that is, and nobody needs to know. It's just done now.
We should just keep it at that.
Cardiac was the hip-hop group that our dear Olin Ezra was a part of.
Staring out my window.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah. What do you got to say about Cardiac, Dylan?
Ba-ba-ba-ba, she ba-ba,
Dylan.
Oh, she ba-ba.
All right, anyway. Wow.
Nice job, Dylan.
Wow. Well, anyway, we did a couple live things. We went downstairs and walked around. Unfortunately, it isn't mixed yet. It should be mixed right before this show comes out. So it's going to be like, bam, episode 8.
Pow!
Bam, episode 9.
Pow, pow!
Right. Two shows for the price of one.
Right, like right in your ear. So, and anyway, on speaking of shows, on episode 10, we are going to have legendary MC Hush
really?
On the show. He's been around Detroit's hip-hop scene. He's been around quite a bit.
Yeah, right? I've actually heard of this guy.
I hope he's strapped himself up throughout the years.
Right.
He's kind of a somebody.
He's had his music featured in Maxim and a couple other magazines. I think he was in
he's kind of a big
Triple
deal.
Triple XL.
Double XL?
Yeah, whatever.
Double XL.
Whatever.
Pat, is that your magazine?
Triple XL. No, I'm extra schmedium.
Extra medium? What is that?
Extra smedium.
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 It's like a combination of small, medium, You know, it's you can see it, but then again, it's like, I don't think that is that a
where
penis?
The hell does this slang come from? Who thinks it's of this medium. Shit?
It's a black thing, Joe.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna touch that.
I'm not gonna touch that for. I'm scared.
Yeah, because already I only see his eyes right now.
I'm gonna hold on to my wallet.
Putting my foot so far up your ass.
You'll throw up fucking anyway. Shoelaces.
Anyway, on the 21st, Small Mind did some video work for us. We haven't been able to see it yet, but we really, really, really appreciate it. It's PJ, right?
Yeah,
right.
Maybe.
Not JP?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it was PJ.
PJ. I made the mistake and called him JP on the website, but I'll fix that. Anyway, he filmed us, and we went downstairs, talked to a couple people. We actually talked to a Obama supporter. He was trying to get us to vote. And I wanted to talk about everything but Obama.
I know.
Yeah, that's actually what we did. I don't think you've heard it yet, but you will.
Oh man.
Yeah, it was the Joe and Pat show.
The Joe and Pat show.
It was cool. The Pat and Joe show.
No, don't get
no,
it.
No, see here no. we go. See,
it was the Pat and Joe
whatever.
Show.
You know what?
No,
you can
right
have
here.
It your
hey,
way.
Stop.
Have it your way.
Stop. That's
it's like Burger King.
That's why it's the Olin Ezra show.
Right. Yeah.
Quit your bickering. Yeah. Stop it.
We're gonna give him another wireless mic. We're gonna have some fun again, Joe.
Oh yeah.
We're going to just send him out into traffic. Just, hey, it's the Olin Ezra show.
So, yeah, we did that, and then we did a couple interviews with the guys from Small Mind. It was a good show, and I really appreciate, you know, Small Mind giving us their space and letting us do our thing and, you know, helping us out by filming us do our thing and kind of giving them a plug, too. Yep. And you can check them out at smallmindproductions.com.
Much appreciation, guys.
Yes, thank you very much. And Magnanimous was excellent, as usual. And he said it was the best sounding show he's ever played. And that's a shout out to Dylan at Tapwater Productions. What you got, Dylan? Come on.
What do you want from me? I'm tired.
I know, man. Well, it's because you've been busting your ass for the productions of Tapwater.
Absolutely. Day in, day out.
So what were you doing yesterday? Some festival of some kind?
It was a festival out on the west side.
And
was it a good time?
It was a great time. Really good people out there.
Wow.
Hey, come on. Do you have anything else, Dylan?
No, that's it.
Dylan, wow. You're putting me to sleep.
I know, man. What happened?
Boring.
Right. Where's the crickets at?
It's your radio show.
Well, I'm just asking you questions, dude, because your festival sounded interesting. I'm just trying to plug Tapwater Productions for you.
Were there some fat girls?
I have no comment on that.
Fat girls and fat girls galore.
Oh, there were fat girls
mean,
everywhere.
Yeah.
There wasn't zipper fish, there was zipper whale. Anyway, so yeah, the show on the 21st was freaking awesome. We did a whole bunch of stuff, so check it out. It's episode 8, and hopefully it will be out before this one, so this is all moot.
Well, it should be.
Yeah. I just wanted to say thank you to the guys at Small Minds for doing a brilliant job, and helping us out, and I hope we help them out a little bit, too.
Yeah.
So hopefully we get to do that again sometime soon with those guys over there. And what happened Friday night?
What did happen Friday night?
I don't know. I almost, a girl twice my size tried to beat me up. I'm not going to say twice my size. She's about 6 inches taller than me.
Yeah, she's got you a little bit in the height.
Oh, man.
And a little bit in the weight. But I'm not calling her fat, though. She's hot.
Well, she is one of the very lovely Olin Ezra Show trailer park hosts, so we got to give her a shout out.
If she's anything taller than you, she's like a fucking dude.
Oh, she's taller than me, bro.
No, see, you're saying that like Olin is like 12
feet
tall. Yeah, but
you guys are really short.
No, he's on the same level I am. I can't, I have a superiority complex.
I'm
I can't talk about.
You're too short to have like a height thing.
I'm not short enough to have short guy syndrome, and I'm not tall enough to like have confidence. So I'm just like 5'8", 140 pounds. What's up? My name's Olin. I am one scrawny, scabby bastard.
You should just take whatever comes down your way.
I do, and then wonderful events like Friday night, last Friday night, and my baby's mama happened.
Yeah, your baby's mama. All right, what's next, man?
Well, I don't know. I really had nothing but, you know, a little BS here and there to kick around for a minute. I mean, so.
Well, let's get on with it.
Well, come on, man. I'm hoping you guys help me out, you know.
We are. We're telling you to push it over to us. Let the Pat and Joe show take over.
Come on, do it, buddy.
I'm the special guest.
Exactly.
That's right. We got the A-Train.
Hi, ladies.
Yeah.
Don't you steal my hello. Don't you fucking steal my hello.
And you're about to turn 20, right?
Next week.
The A-Train ladies is about to be 20.
2 decades.
He's legal.
He's legal.
No, I shouldn't. You know what? I shouldn't even advertise.
I was legal since
that.
I was 6.
Yeah.
What happened to you when you were 6?
Yeah.
Never mind that story.
No. You know what? Go ahead. Tell them the story.
Never
Let
mind
the story,
that story
go.
Oh, wow.
No comments.
I think we just stumbled upon.
I still mean that. Fuck that bitch.
Wow.
I did.
It's a lot of hostility in you.
Fuck her.
Right. I guess that's just another example of Big Baby Pete not getting any when he was 8.
I'm telling you, my brother gets way more fucking action than I do, and that shit irritates me.
I'm the wild card.
Fuck.
Hi, ladies.
Wow.
Pat, this should be your go-to guy.
Right, man. We're gonna
accept all females. Skinny, midgets, dwarfs,
damn,
fat hoes. I like them all. Fuck it.
Now, have you done a midget?
No, I want to try.
You want to try?
Wow.
I'm willing to try.
You don't think you'll succeed?
Like, I don't even know why you
I need 2 midgets, actually.
Dylan, man, would you ever do a midget?
There was one I saw that was at Fishbones one time that was pretty hot.
You wow. fucked a midget.
Wow. Did you get her number, man?
No.
Nah, dude, you should have.
How could you go down on
you
the midget?
You could have been like, oh, baby, you're so
By
cute,
laying
I can put
down
you right
flat
in my
on
little
the
pocket.
Floor.
How do you go down on a midget?
By laying down flat on the floor.
It's like you got to pick her up like a drumstick, you know, by her leg. Like, I don't know. How would you do a midget?
I don't know.
That would just be weird, you know?
How could you tell people you butt-bashed a midget?
I'd have to draw up a battle plan.
Right, man. It'd be like I was doing a piece of fruit or something.
It'd be like a fucking
right.
Dr. Seuss porno book.
Wow. How do we get on doing? Oh, because you're wow. Yeah, you belong
the
A-Train right here.
Will take
on,
anything.
I'm the wild.
I don't even know why he bullshitting with y'all. He got a list of just fucking hot hoes. He don't fuck with them scabby bitches that I be after.
You don't even break some off for your.
I know
your big
you don't
brother.
Go here, big bro.
Listen. All right, I say I like fat hoes. Why? Fat hoes have cute, skinny friends. I say I like skinny girls. Why? Because they have nice built, nice ass friends. I say I like dwarfs because normal people, they attract the dwarfs, willing to give them help. And
wow.
That's when I come in and I kidnap the bitch and I fuck her.
Wow.
Hate you.
Wow.
Gotta
I
have
love
a game
you,
plan.
Joe. I hate my brother.
Gotta have a game plan.
Wow. I just think you should break Big Baby P off some of the dwarf action something.
If you
nah,
fucking
I'm okay.
dwarf.
Fuck that. I'm good.
Hey, so Pat, they fired Matt Millen, man.
Ow.
Yeah, I know. It was at the Brightcast parking lot. It was just like fucking celebrate. We started like, you know, we all rode doobies. We lit off like fireworks and shit. It was awesome.
Really?
It was awesome. We put like fucking, you know, cherry bombs in people's trunks.
I'm surprised there wasn't a parade.
I'm still going to stand by my words that the Lions will still continue to suck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're
going to
suck this season. Yeah, they're going to suck.
No, next season, too. Yep. This season after that.
I can't say anything about next season, all right?
Pat, you know, the last time they won anything was like 1959.
No. Don't care.
They're going to suck forever.
Look, why don't we just like segue you to the Pistons or something, like a good quality winning franchise.
Or on
the Tigers. Or the Wings.
Mm-mm. The Wings on that note.
Mm-mm.
The Wings. Hockey's coming back. I'm excited.
I just don't understand. Look, I liked Barry Sanders too when I was a little kid, but there's nothing we can do, man. He gave it all he had to, and the Lions made him quit.
Not gonna disown him.
Man, leave
I don't
Pat alone. It's there's no punching him. He's
I don't disown the Lions. I love the Lions. Unfortunately,
like,
they need to be shown some tough love.
The Lions are like that son that just keeps getting arrested for like idiotic shit and always breaks into people's shit. Then on his like 30th birthday, you find out he's gay. He's a fuck up, but you still love him.
No,
you know?
Wow. No. Not at all.
Pat, you just have to let go of the Lions.
Mm-mm.
Look, it's like how back in the day the city of Minnesota was like, you know what? we're just going to let go of the North Stars and we're going to move them to Dallas. Or like happened with New Orleans and Charlotte and NBA. Like, you know, we don't really want the Hornets anymore. Hey, New Orleans, how about a basketball franchise? It's like, we just got to say, we just got to go, you know, knock on the depths of Satan's door and be like, hey, man, you want the Lions? And I swear to God, he'll run away in fear.
We can't let the Lions leave. I ain't got shit else. All I got is the Lions.
Oh, wow.
You have nothing.
And you wonder why you can't get laid. We got to switch you up to, like, the Pats or something.
I got the Lions and a fucking comic book collection. That's all I got.
You're 40.
That's all I got.
Oh, Pat. Well, at least you have Preacher.
Yeah, you know what? I meant to tell you, fuck you, Olin. You just made me spend more extra money.
I know. Comic book store. Did you get the first issue?
Yeah, that's what I went and got yesterday.
Did you read it yet?
Yeah, finished it in one sitting.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, fuck you, Olin. You made me spend more money.
Wow. It, this is just like the best comic book series I've ever read.
He tried pawning it off on me. I wouldn't give it a chance.
Yeah, Joe, because you don't read.
No, I don't.
You don't.
I can't stand it.
The average Joe can't read.
I can read. I can read.
Well, then
really
why don't
well.
You read?
Because it's a waste of time.
How dare you? Reading is not. Look, if I wasn't able to read, I wouldn't be able to do anything with the website or the show. You know what I mean? How is that a waste of time?
Just fine.
How is that a waste of time? Am I wasting my time by
are you
doing
just like to
I'm sitting. I'm saying.
I know
sitting
you're
down,
sitting.
Well, I'm saying sitting down and reading a book in your spare time is a waste of time. It's a waste of time.
But you'll play World of Warcraft and piss into a bucket next to your chair.
I don't piss into a bucket.
All right,
he
it's
shits
rough.
Into the bucket.
No, not
he pisses
that either.
Into a cup.
I actually know how to put that game down. Yeah.
Really?
It's quite simple.
Really? Because I'll be like, hey, Joe, can you come help me with something? The kitchen's
no,
on
fuck
fire.
You.
What? Give me 10 minutes. No, Joe, I need your help right now. I can't.
Well, sometimes in the game, you're in a bind where you need to get out of the bind.
I've been in
those
binds before.
That's because he's too busy getting the shit kicked out of him by Mr. T's F Night Mohawk.
Yeah, fuck Mr. T.
Yeah.
I ganked him last
Shut
night.
Shut up, fool.
He's got a 70.
How,
I killed him with my 60.
How dare you not like the A-Team, dude? I hate you.
Dude, whatever. Everybody hates me.
I know it, dude. You're so greasy and whatever. Deplorable.
It's because he's full of that jibber-jabber.
He is, man. It's a jibber-jabbering mess. He thinks he's a Jedi.
Whatever, I enjoy it.
Jedi
Shut up, fool.
Master.
I don't think I know. Now be quiet.
Jedi Master Joe. Whatever. Anyway, moving along, I'm going to talk a little bit about the show's direction and where the show has been and where it's going to go. The show already has a couple of STDs.
I'm just going to put it dinners?
Out there. Super tasty dinners? No, there's some chlamydias. I think it got gonorrhea at
Pat,
the Ritz.
You still have that syphilis, right?
I know,
no,
dude.
I don't. Cut that shit out. People going to believe that.
Well, that's the point.
Isn't?
No, that's not. No.
Come on, Joe. Quit walking around acting like you're Mr. Clean over there.
I am Mr.
Fuck.
Clean.
No, please. Petri dishes full of infectious diseases have nothing on the average Joe.
Why not? Sure, he's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So where's the show going?
Anyway, well, it's going to hell. But anyway, no, it's going places, and we're getting ready to release. Y'all right over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Que pasa?
Stop beating your meat.
No, I got the computer, so that I made sure to confiscate it before the start of the show.
Yeah, because every time. Anyway, talking about the best of and the Olin Ezra show. We're going to be putting out a best of CD, and it's going to have the best of the first 10 episodes on it. And that's going to be sold at any of the shows and live events we go to, as well as the website. And I'm sure at some point you'll be illegally able to download it from BitTorrent, whatever, as long as you're listening, I guess. But I'd much rather you pay for and support the show because, you know, we work our asses off to...
I need to afford hookers.
Right. Pat needs hookers, and I just, you know, I need to be able to eat better.
I just need more toys.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No. No. You know what you need, Joe? You know you need the Bible.
I've read the Bible and
well,
then threw it out after I read
just,
it.
You just need to be its friend for a day.
No.
You need
definitely
to, like,
not. I gave him 10 years and there was nothing. He did nothing for me.
I think we should not go into religion. We should not.
Yeah, we should just leave
religion.
this card alone.
All right, and that's a sticky situation, that religion.
Yeah, let's just back away from that one.
Oh, those crazy, stink-fingering Catholics.
Oh, God.
Fuck.
All right, anyway, so, yeah, we're talking about getting a best-of show, and I want calls. I want calls on
the
show.
Yeah, the best-of.
I want people to be able to call in. I want people to be able to call out.
Well, you know what we should do? We should set up a thing where we have a caller for each article.
We should, or at least one per show. That's a good idea.
Okay.
The Olin Ezra show is evolving as we speak.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. No, we need a little bit more interaction on the show. I have a web forums. Unfortunately, they're down, but you can link to them right off of the OlinEzraShow.com. You can comment directly on the OlinEzraShow.com. There's spaces to comment on every article. Just let us know what you think. Give us your feedback. I can see from web stats that you're downloading the show. It's just like you're sitting there quiet in shock.
Don't. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know what you think. Don't be scared. Nobody's going to know who you are if you name yourself, you know, Nipple Puppet 84. Nobody's going
to
know.
And if you're hot, definitely look up Big Baby Pat. I will talk to you.
He's there. Unfortunately, what happened with the forums is, well, internet spammers grabbed a hold of them and, you know, just skull-fucked it.
Goddamn
until, like,
asshats.
And you know what? It's unfortunate, but our internet forums has just had, like, the world's longest internet porn train ran on anything.
Yeah.
It's like, if people are lining up from all... I'm getting hits from Bolivia because of it. What the hell happens in Bolivia?
Apparently some gangbangs.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, yeah, we got... The forums will be back up. I've been actually using an old version of the PHP bulletin board software, so I've upgraded to the newest version. I think that's why we got the spam attacks. So the forum should be open by the time this episode is live. So check the forums out and grow a sack and tell us what the frig you think.
Yeah, even if it's you guys suck.
Right.
I would love to hear that.
Right.
I really would.
Pat just wants the word suck. In
suck.
The same sentence as him.
Suck.
Yeah.
Suck.
I really do need
suck.
To get laid.
I know, Pat.
Suck.
And you know what? You're always like staring off into space, just like.
Pat, you know what you need to
That's
do?
That's marijuana.
You need to go home and watch 40-Year-Old Virgin. And take to heart what all them men are trying to teach this poor 40-Year-Old Virgin.
You know what's
and
fucked up?
And then go out and do it.
You know what's fucked up? When we saw the 40-Year-Old Virgin, I was like, holy shit, that's me. I'm just
I thought
not
it was
40
you
yet.
Too.
See?
Well, you're
coming 22 year old.
It's
virgin.
Coming up pretty quick, Pat.
Now shut the fuck up. They don't need to know all that.
Pat, it's all right, man. It's going to happen one way or another. It
and
will
I ain't
happen.
A virgin. It's just been a while.
I
slump.
I don't care if it's a 16-year-old Cambodian paraplegic. It's going to happen, buddy.
Cambodian breast milk.
Why not,
that's
dude?
Good breast milk.
Have you ever had Cambodian breast milk?
Cambodian breast milk.
No.
Because
no.
I'd like to know if you've had Cambodian breast milk.
I've had nothing Cambodian.
All right, let's pick up a chopstick and break Baby P off with some of that Cambodian goodness for all of our
Cambodian
listeners.
Breast milk.
Because you know, nothing says party like Cambodia.
That would be an awesome thing to put on the. You know what? That'd be an awesome thing to put on the forums. Any chicks out there that are, you know, willing to break off Big Baby P? I have condoms,
Pat,
lubricants.
Pat, this isn't singles.com.
I have lotions.
From 10 years ago.
I got handcuffs if you're into it. If you're not, I just got gags.
Wow.
Got incense. You know, we'll set them
up. You have
old.
All these toys and you don't get
you
laid.
You wonder why Ladies. You don't get laid.
I walk around with them in a backpack.
You're
I do.
Freaking me out.
I hope somebody takes that backpack and clubs you with it.
Do you take that backpack to work with you?
Yep. It's in the backseat of the car.
Wow.
Pow! Bam! Genital. So, Joe, you looked up an article, buddy.
I did.
What do you got for
I
us?
I did, actually. It's pretty funny, actually. In South Charleston, as if getting a DUI wasn't enough, a man
Not
arrested
enough.
For driving
Not
under the influence got a little more trouble at the police station. Police stopped a...
What happened?
Well, his name is Jose Cruz on Route 60, and he was driving with his headlights off.
Okay.
And he failed sobriety tests.
Okay.
So
he's wasted.
Yeah, he was arrested. So they took him down to the police station. When police were trying to get his fingerprints, Cruz, you know, positioned himself so he would fart directly in the path of the police officer.
Okay.
And then began to wave with his hand the stink odor over towards the police officer.
Good.
So then they charged him with battery against
battery?
Yep.
How is that battery?
I have no idea.
Since when is farting on somebody battery?
That's not Duracell.
Cruz is now charged with battery on a police officer as well as DUI and obstruction.
Wow. Obstruction of what?
Well, they don't go into...
Obstruction of justice because he had some gas?
See, I don't know. How can you...
Yeah, what's he supposed to do? Like, pretend it wasn't from him? You
it's
know,
like
if I was him,
test.
I'd be spreading it out. I'd be
right.
like, check this
Well, you know, they interviewed some
out.
Lawyers, and the lawyers said this will probably never hold up in court.
It
so.
Better not.
That's a fart touch. That's legal.
Look, right. His life is already ruined by the drunk driving. Let the man fart.
I mean, I used to fart in church as a little kid all the time. God never smited me.
He caught contact. Right. Contact Tebow. That's it.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much all I got on that one. Wow.
Fuck the police.
Yeah, right. Really. They're just retarded.
Hey, fuck the police.
Right.
Fuck the police.
Right.
But I got something else here. I wanted to end the show with it, you know, right before you go into more of your rambling.
My rambling?
Yeah.
The awful rambling that
so I thought,
of the
I thought
first
we'd
part
switch
of the
it
show.
Up. We'd go me, then Pat, and then come back to
okay,
me.
Yeah, that's fine, too. Because, yeah, there's really nothing planned. It's a loose show. We've done a lot of work, and quite frankly, I'm worn out.
Already?
What are you worn out from?
Already?
Already.
It's 2 months, man.
Oh, no, man. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool.
We got another 40 years of this.
40 years?
Yeah, man.
That's a long time.
We ain't retiring until we're 70.
I'll tell you what, we're not going anywhere for a long time. That's for damn sure.
If you two wheelchair your old asses up here, I'd be more than gladly to kick you down the stairs with my younger ass. Great.
How old are you?
I'm turning 20 next week.
I'm only 2 years older than you, bro.
You're going to be a
I'm still a youngin'.
Well, I'm going to whirl up in my 2 year
only,
younger hover around.
I'm only young
and in
age,
kick your
though.
Old ass down the stairs.
Kid's got a lot of spunk to him.
He does. Yes, indeed. And some brownies, apparently.
Brownies.
Wow. All right, Pat, so what do you got, buddy?
All right, you guys shut the fuck up while I tell you about a grandfather, 71 years old, that's pregnant.
Holy mother
the
of God.
Faggot.
Wait, what?
Yeah, okay. In Portland, Oregon, a patient treated for agonizing abdominal pain received this surprising news in the hospital's paperwork. Quote, unquote, based on your visit today, we know you are pregnant. Which is kind of odd because the guy is 71-year-old John Grady Pippen.
John Grady Pippen must have one hell of a sack if it can impregnate himself.
I got no
idea. How is this even possible? 71, well, even if you were capable of carrying a child in a uterus, 71, you would have already gone through menopause, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But then again, they got so much, you know, technology where, you know, it could be done.
Are you sure you weren't reading a tabloid, Pat?
Nope. Got this off of the amazing AOL News.
AOL News.
AOL. Well, I mean, how reputable.
Yeah.
The AOL News.
Hey, look, fuck you. You got mail, okay? They got a movie named after some shit that they did.
Pew
okay?
Got Mail.
That was
Goodbye.
A horrible movie.
Yeah, I know.
Pew
I never
got
saw
got Mail.
It,
Meg Ryan, come on. Garbage.
You got Mail.
Garbage.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Look, welcome.
Welcome.
Those were some of the most annoying sounds ever.
Welcome.
They still
welcome.
Are.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hey, Dylan. Dylan, you used to rock the Prodigy back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I go over and Dylan had this maze game on Prodigy when we were like 4. And it was all amazing.
You know what? I think I had the same thing. Or something similar to it.
It was something in a maze and it had to do with Prodigy. That's all I remember. Did you ever beat that game, Dylan?
I don't think so. There was a box game too.
What was the box game?
Where you had to like line up different colors of boxes. And...
God, who remembers Prodigy and CompuServe?
I do.
Wow. That's going back. All right. Anyway, Pat, back to the pregnated 71-year-old dude.
No. You guys go ahead and keep talking about video games. I'm just going to sit here and stare off into space and remember the last time I got laid.
Never.
Back to the article. Because
Come
you're going to be sitting there
man.
For a long time, man. I mean, we're talking many months. Many,
this is like
many
McCain
months.
Growing a baby inside of his tummy.
See? That's another reason we shouldn't. Elect that bastard.
Well, we shouldn't elect either of these asshats.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
What the hell are people thinking?
Nothing, I guess.
Obviously, the response I got from you guys, Jesus Christ. Wow.
I could care less on what's going on with the election.
A little bit.
So, 71-year-old impregnates himself. Does it go into any detail of how the impregnation happened?
Well, I mean, he's not pregnant. What it is that the staff at Curry General Hospital in Gold Beach, they gave him this news after an errant keystroke caused the hospital's computer to spit out the wrong discharge instructions.
What is this trickery going on here?
Just sounds like some idiot was stoned trying
to
push buttons.
I would sue the hospital, that would just be so much for me to take in. 71, retired, barely, you know, ain't got no more in the pension. Yeah. Oh, my God, I got a kid.
So what was his problem, ED?
See, they don't go into detail on that. But it's a funny thing Joe mentioned suing the hospital because I have another article here across the country over here in Louisville, Kentucky.
Great city of Louisville, Kentucky, ladies and gentlemen.
A 61-year-old man.
NASCAR is a sport.
I love me some NASCAR. Yes, I do.
They're making a left turn.
There we go. Coming up on another left turn.
And they're making a left turn.
God damn it, these left turn be exciting. That's there, dude. And what happened in Kentucky, man?
All right, apparently a 61-year-old gentleman, 10 years younger than a 71-year-old knocked-up gentleman, sued the doctors for something way worse than just telling him he was pregnant.
Okay.
What happened?
They amputated his penis.
Oh, my God.
And this was accidental?
No, that's the bad part. It was on purpose.
So they amputated his penis on purpose. The guy wanted his penis amputated.
No, it was on purpose for the doctor, not for the patient.
So the doctor was like, I hate you, and I'm going to get my revenge on you by amputating your penis.
I mean,
they had to have knocked him out, because I wouldn't have just sat there idly by while somebody took a scalpel to my
schlong. Dylan, you got some banjo music we can play in the background? Let's go with some banjo move music. Wow. Who cuts off somebody else's schlong? It was an act of revenge, right?
Well, no. Apparently what it is that...
he didn't pay his bill.
61-year-old Philip Seaton, who was actually, you know, being put under for what he thought was a regular circumcision.
What's he doing getting circumcised at 61 years
that's
old?
That's horrible.
I guess his wife got tired of the extra meat.
Look, your elephant trunk has got to go.
Very true.
All right. Anyway.
But Philip Seaton, 61, and his wife are seeking unspecified compensation from Dr. John M. Patterson and the medical practice that performed the circumcision for loss of service, love, and affection.
Loss of service. What, is he a gigolo now, too? On top of it all, his gigolo career is ruined. So did they surgically reattach the schlong?
No. If they did, they didn't say anything about it in here.
So he's a chick now.
Wow. That's horrible.
No, he's just a dickless man.
Did they at least save his sack?
No, see, that's the thing. The doctor went ahead and pulled it off because during the circumcision,
Oh wait, there was an accident.
Well, no, it wasn't an accident, but the doctor noticed that there was cancer actually in the guy's penis.
Well, don't you say let him wake up and be like, "Yo, dude, you've got a cancerous penis. We're going to have to remove it." You just don't just take liberty and cut the man's genitalia off.
Right.
Oh, well, you know, sometimes.
Genitalia.
He figured, fuck it, two birds, my one genitalia. Stone, I rock.
Wow.
This is what happens to you rednecks when you don't have insurance.
Yes.
The doctor was like, fuck it, two birds, one stone,
hey,
I rock.
Hey, you know what?
I saw
that your penis had some cancer in there, so I just went ahead and cut that right off for you. You don't need to worry about that no more now.
I want to listen to some Toby Keith now all of a sudden.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. What about some Cowboy Troy?
Please shoot me.
You want some of that too, buddy?
No, not really. No. Cowboy Troy sucks.
Cowboy Troy is really atrociously bad.
That dude sucks.
Dylan, what do you think about Cowboy Troy, buddy?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Wow.
It's cool. Don't worry about it. I'm about to kick on some Brad Paisley in a minute.
Ugh. Garbage.
Sweet home Alabama.
Woo, woo. So I know I mentioned earlier in the show that we're having a special guest. I just want to talk a little bit more about it. He was at the show at the Ritz that we did with Mr. Magnanimous, and this dude's named Hush. I think he has 4 albums out, maybe 5. And he's going to be gracing our show next episode. So
episode 10.
If I know that he has a pretty wide following, so if anybody has any questions that they'd like to hear asked on the show, you can get at us through our MySpace at the Olin Ezra Show, or I'm sorry, myspace.com/the Olin Ezra Show or the Olin Ezra Show.com or the Olin Ezra Show forums, which you can link to through.
We got so many
websites.
Fucking ways to get in contact with us. There's no reason for you not to drop a fucking line.
Absolutely. Just be like, hey, you guys suck. That's it.
You tell us something. You tell us something right now, bitch.
But anyway, it should be interesting. He says he's got some new stuff out, and we're gonna hear that. I mean, the guy's been produced by Eminem. He's been around the scene for a quick minute. He used to do shows at Pistons games every, during the playoffs. He's done a lot.
Wow, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah, dude, he's been around.
Pow!
Pow, is goddamn right. Yeah, dude, he's been around, I think, for like 10, 15 years.
Wow.
He has been around.
See, I'm not a big on the hip hop scene. So,
and we're trying to get a couple rock bands in here too. Don't think that the Olin Ezra show is just all hip hop all the time. We're not. We're just
Know a Kiss cover band.
That's why everyone hates you, Joe. We need to get some country.
Country.
I am not interviewing.
I don't know.
Play some country.
No.
Woohoo! No. Play some country. What
about like some acid metal funk or something like that.
No. I can get one of them too, actually.
No.
No.
The fuck for?
No.
You're the one.
You're supposed
it up.
To get us a bar, and they said that we were going to attract people from the Southwest side.
I love the Southwest racist. Side. I don't give a shit with that. Not fuck
I
that
have
guy.
Another bar in
I love the Southwest side.
We go to this bar in Southgate, and we're like, hey, you know, we do this show, and blah, blah, blah. This is our sales pitch. We have this great idea, and we'd like to do to work with it. And he goes, what kind of music are you guys going to bring? Or like, hip-hop. And he goes, No, you guys are going to draw a crowd from the Southwest side, and I'd just like to know, what are they going to do? Make me a burrito and maybe
no,
some tamales?
You know
tamales?
What they're going to do? You know
how
what they're
going to
do? They're going to do just what everybody fucking else does. They were going to show up, pay their money, have a good time, buy a few beers, you know, give you a little fucking money, but if you want to be too closed off for it, fuck you, buddy.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it. Fuck
you're missing
with an AIDS dick.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're missing
he wasn't
out.
Even there. He knows, fuck you with an AIDS dick. Fuck you, buddy.
You're missing out, buddy. That's all I can say. You're missing out on a good quality show that would draw a lot of people.
Because the Olin Ezra show is about love.
That's right. We're about loving all you haters like you. So here you go. Here's the proverbial Olin Ezra show. Nuts in your mouth.
These nuts. Ah.
All right. So what's this last article we got here,
it's
Joe?
Not an article. I actually just wanted to amuse the people that listen to the show a little bit.
Amuse.
It is 10 ways you can get out of a speeding ticket.
Okay.
And you're encouraged to try them. They're not going to, it's not 100% that they would work.
The opinions posted on the Olin Ezra show are not of actual legal standpoints. No one here is a lawyer. No one here is a judge.
Look, if anybody's
no
stupid enough to listen to Joe, they deserve
I'm just
going to
get into
in
it.
Trouble.
Here we go.
Although if you do try, we would love to hear about it.
The scatological way of getting out of a ticket.
Wait, did you say the scatological way?
Yeah.
Does that involve shit?
I don't know. I don't think so. Yes.
Right. Yes.
Well, it could or it goes both ways, really.
What are you
doing? All you got to do is really when you get pulled over, just pretend that you really have to take, you know, a deuce. You know, play the part.
Drop a deuce.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when you hand, just be a little fidgety. He'll ask you what's going on. Give it to him. Not literally, but, you know, just let him know.
Like there's a Ninja
no,
Turtle.
No, if you give it to him, that's battery.
Right, yeah. Battery charge.
Oh, my God.
Throwing poo. But anyway, we got number
nine. I think
I've
heard of that one.
Number nine, ironically, is the Jedi approach. You have nothing to say over there?
Get those crickets queued up.
No, seriously, though, the Jedi approach, you can just, if you're pulled over for speeding, just look at the cop dead in the eye and just go, this isn't the car you're looking for. Give him a little hand wave, like Obi-Wan, so to speak. Stop staring at me, damn it.
Next.
All right, next. We got the dramatic approach. Most of the literature in this area suggests, you know, just break down some Shakespeare. You know, just read off some Shakespeare to him.
How would these last two work?
Thou
is this supposed to be a joke? This isn't going to work.
Well, here it gives you something to say. Actually, it goes off traffic officer. Life is but a flashing strobe light. A poor driver who speeds and swerves his hour upon the road and is ticketed no more.
What?
Yeah, exactly. I think a cop would brought his taser
that,
after hearing you say that.
Hark for those
Hark.
Art. For
there
my
are no
balls
other reason.
In your mouth.
Thou mouth.
Thou mouth. You have been.
Thou shalt not speak down upon thee, sir.
Thou hast been teabagged.
Thou was titties.
Well, there goes on some more. You got the humorous approach. You know, try to make him laugh. Give him a joke. You got the dishonest approach, which normally isn't really good. They say if you use the dishonest approach, you can actually get yourself in a little more trouble if he wants to be a prick. But you got the honest approach is the best way to go, they say.
The honest approach.
The honest approach.
Well, I don't really think a cop's going to take too kindly when he walks up to your car
I was speeding. I know. I was trying to hurry up and go buy this weed because this chick was going to totally put out if I had some.
Yeah, and I was drinking before this, you know. So
there was only 6 beers.
One time, me and Dylan,
if you want to count the two,
or Dylan and myself, I should say, got. We are driving to an undisclosed record store.
I should probably
Alrighty.
They also say if you can like malfunction your dashboard and not show your speedometer, that's a good way to get out of a speeding ticket. Technical difficulties or a polite approach.
Oh, to do that, all you gotta do is pull out the fuse that controls the dashboard.
Yeah, because you know every normal goofy motherfucker walking around this earth knows which fuse to pull out.
It shows it on the box.
Half of the people driving on the road don't even know how to put the fucking thing in drive.
I tell you what. Yeah, you got a good point. But I tell you what. If you can listen to this show, that means that you have access to the internet. And if you have access to the internet, look up your specific car. It'll tell you, you know, where the fuse for the dash is.
That's a good idea. Oh, my God. But that has to be planned out ahead of time.
Now we're giving them homework.
Because you can't
No, no. Like I said, we're not suggesting that they do this.
This is the
but
only,
if they do, we would like to hear about it.
The only homework that anybody, that I can ask out of anybody in the Detroit metropolitan area is just to start practicing your beer pong game.
Yeah.
Because you do not know what's coming.
Oh.
I think you kind of just told me.
No, I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
I won't say
it's a teaser.
It's a teaser. That's right. It's a teaser and it's a drop to the
website.
Oh, it's a
Heather.
Yeah. You'll never get trailer hoe number two, ever.
Never, ever gonna get it.
One of the beautiful girls that help us out is, Pat just wants it so bad, and the only thing that she wants from Pat is to be farther away from him.
Yes, actually. That is very true.
Hi, Heather.
I'm sorry, Pat.
Watch. 2 weeks from now, I'm going to find out that my brother hit it. That's awesome.
Hi, Heather.
You want her number?
Fuck, you never offered me her number.
Oh.
That's because he knows you don't have a chance.
Yeah, right.
I didn't want to waste your time.
You're a snowball in hell, Pat.
Fuck.
It's
snowballing.
Look, please, for the love of God, if there's any German prostitutes, please, please just go to the forums and tell Pat that you'll give yourself to
Pat. Him. You know what? After the show, I'm gonna write down
schnitzel.
Pat. After the show, I'm gonna write down this website. It is absolutely a godsend, all right? It'll help you out in your quest.
I'm all right. I'm just gonna sit here and just stare off into space some more.
All right.
He is. Are at least he's not pulling out the silent Bob.
Yeah, that was a horrible card. Literally.
Listen,
I
figured, fuck it, all right? Everything that I said up until that point got me nowhere, so fuck it.
Yeah, but saying nothing was getting you nowhere fast.
Nowhere fast.
It was actually having you go backwards.
Right, it's like you were driving in reverse over railroad tracks the entire time you were quiet.
I was just trying to get back to point A to find a better way to point B.
All right. I'll give you that epic fail.
Yep.
All right.
So what are we ending this on?
This is what we're ending it on. Just check us out at www.theolanezrashow.com.
Pow!
Check out our forums, which you can link to off of theolanezrashow.com.
Pow!
MySpace.com/theolanezrashow.
Pow!
And thanks again to all the artists that have been on the show.
Shut up.
Anonymous.
Pow!
Ajax.
Pow!
And we'll soon to be thanking Hush, so...
That's
3 in the first 10. And you know what? We've actually came a lot farther than I thought we would in just 10 episodes. We got a lot of memories, a lot of good times, a lot of, oh my God, Olin's, I hate that guy, and a lot of bullshit time. So.
A lot of lonely Friday nights.
A lot of lonely Friday nights. But, you know, it's all for the show's promotion. Getting laid is just like a perk to the job, and I guess that's not really a perk.
It's not required.
Right. Yes, it is. Fuck you, Joe. Yes, it is.
So, hey, Dylan, you got anything interesting?
No, sir.
Okay, so
you're
for...
You're fucking lame. We're all lame, though.
Baby P.
Papa!
The Average Joe.
Goodbye.
Dylan over there running the soundboard.
This episode was pathetic.
Yes, it was. And A-Train!
Hi, ladies. Bye, ladies. See you later, ladies. I won't call you back, ladies.
I'm Chlamydia. Ow. You're listening to The Olin Edwards Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
With a slow change.